Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of senior citizens.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Studio 7 Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 439, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Even we, within the state, we feel we are being abused. We have lost all our pensions, all our investments, all our savings through dollarization, and yet we are still expected to pay for our medicines. This is serious abuse.
Zviri kutiremera chazvo kushaya kuti toita sei noupenyu hwedu wakadai. Maresi edzimba dai achitidzikiswei kana kutobviswa zvachose. Machembere akaseenza kwemakore. Munoona vadiki dzimunguva imimi pamwe musati matombozvarwa. Makaona mabuilding aya kuti dzimba idzi dzavapo, njanji dzavapo, migwagwa yaapo. Saka isusu machembere nokuseenza kwatakaitawo. Tinokodzera kuti tiwanewo nhaka. Kana tichipota tichibatsirwawo mumahospitari tichirapiwawo maharawo.
Bakombile kakhulu ngiyavumelana labo kakhulu impilo yithi thina abadala inzima mntanami okuyipensheni lokhu esikuzuzayo kuvela kusikho lutho kuhle kuphelele ekubhadaleni wona amagesi lawo ekubhadaleni amanzi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the plight of senior citizens.
Zimbabwe today belatedly commemorated the United Nations Elder Persons Day, highlighting the plight of senior citizens, which has been worsened by the growing economic problems in Zimbabwe.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is commemorated on the 15th of June annually. Elder abuse can be defined as, and I quote, a single or repeated act or lack of appropriate action or caring within any relationship where there is an expectation of trust which causes harm or distress to an older person. Elder abuse can take various forms such as physical, psychological or emotional, sexual and financial abuse. It can also be the result of intentional or unintentional neglect. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again,
Kunjalo
ke Blessing, sizwile kakhulu bekhuluma namhlanje abantu asebe ngani bakhulile. Bakhuluma ngokuthi ke abahlukuluzwa ngakho ukuthi imali yamapensheni kayikho. Nxa imali yamapensheni ingekho bathi ke baphila nzima. Kunjalo ke khonokho kukhulunywa United Nations ukuthi umuntu omdala akumelanga ahlukuluzeke ngendlela ezijiyeneyo. Kodwa ke nxa sikhangela indlela zangkhona sibili zingani zitshaya kuthophele. Okunye nje ukuthi umuntu angatshaya umuntu omdala kumbe ukwenze khona kanokuthi akhathazeke engqondweni. kumbe okunye njalo kube sokubuya akahlamekezwe ukuthi kala mali. So konoko ke ubathi ukuthi kuyabahlupa bakhona babe le mali iyacina ijabalala ikona ngale mabhanga. Siyakhumbula sokungena ke idola le America lamanye ke ama currencies ngo 2009. Abantu bathi blessing balahlekelwa ama pension. I-Old Mutual layo nxa ikhuluma ithi ama pension ngazana adliwa. Adliwa nje ukuthi imali yagukudeka. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabo ke abantu abadala ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolu. Uweze ukuthi sixoxe labo sizizwe bathini siphinde sixoxe labanye nje abakhona. Yeah, so inombolo zethu blessing njengehlala yenza 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, as
Chauvin for it. And of course, we are being joined by our first two guests. First, we have Mr. Jonathan Mandaza. He's the chairman of the Zimbabwe Older Persons Organization. Mr. Mandaza, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Mandaza.
Yes.
Thank you so much for thank you for joining us. And we have our second guest, Mrs. Christine Mandlovu Banda. Mrs. Banda, good evening.
Good evening, and how are you, listeners?
We are doing fine, and we hope the listeners are also doing well. And of course, Mrs. Banda, we have spoken with her before. She's a retired nurse, yes. Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
You can...
Yeah, okay, let's start with you, Mr. Mandaza. Can you tell us a little bit about the plight of elderly people in Zimbabwe?
Well, I think in Zimbabwe we have a kind of a mixed basket. First, our government was the first among the first to draft a bill on older persons way back in 2002. But unfortunately, they did not implement anything and they've not gone much further. To make matters worse, our economy is in shambles. So really, the older people are suffering. The plight of the older people was worsened by the dollarization, which we started early in 2005. At that point in time, all pensions, all insurance policies, all savings, anything that was in liquidity was eroded. So people, we were left with nothing to rely on. To make matters worse, 5 years down the line, nothing has been done. Nothing is being said about those losses. Although the government went a step further under pressure from us as an organization, they eventually enacted the bill that they drafted in 2002. It was enacted by Parliament in September 2012. It is now an act of Parliament, but still, which is having a lot of problems. For instance, we have a board supposed to deal with all the matters representing the older persons and interacting with the government. But the government has no money for the board to meet. We are now trying to look for money from possible donors to enable us to hold the board meeting. I am actually the chairman of the board. So I have been speaking to the government. Right now, there's no money. We are having to look for money. If you people are able to raise some money, we'll give you the figures in 2 days' time. We'll know how much exactly we'll need. And from there, we believe we can, as a board, make some plans of how to move forward. Already, we have identified some problems that we need to discuss together as a board. And indeed engage the government. We as a Zimbabwe Older Persons Organization are apolitical in as far as party politics is concerned. But naturally, when we are engaging the government, it means we are a political cell dealing typically in politics of governance, where the ruled engage the rulers. Not that we struggle for power at all, but we just struggle for justice. So right now the problems are we are subject to serious poverty because of the eroded savings, eroded investments, and the dollarization came when there's no job for the older people. To make matters worse, our young people are not having jobs because the industries are not functioning properly. So the aged are faced with a problem of looking after the aged children, the old, the adult children, and their own children as well. Then we have the problem of HIV and AIDS, which is ravaging most of the young people, leaving the older people with additional burden of orphans. So our plight is really serious, and we hope that we will be negotiating with the government to see how best they can help resolve these problems.
Thank you,
that is where we are today. The march today, the march was typically and purposely raising awareness among the public of Zimbabwe. Raising awareness, that was the purpose in terms of the problems of facing the aged.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about the march today. We just want to talk briefly to our second guest, then we come back to you, Mr. Mandaza. So please do stay on the line. Mrs. Banda, tell us about what you are facing as an individual, as a senior citizen.
Blessing, it's terrible. It's so serious that to be an old person, old age, it's a sin in Zimbabwe. Because this is not the first time for this awareness. It started long ago. Before I retired, I also worked. Pension was deducted for my life pension. I also paid KSUN. I also, my salary was deducted for drought levy, was deducted for AIDS levy, deducted for NASA. Now, at my age, I am very old. I'm not even shy to tell you my age. I am 79. Out of all the strength I used in working hard for my family, and God took my children with this terrible disease. I am left with orphans. I have gone back to be a mother who is breastfeeding. You know, the exclusive breastfeeding for those 6 months babies, they are not to be given any supplementary food. But you can imagine me looking after those orphans. No pension. My pension is dead before me. It's life pension, isn't it? But it is dead before me. What am I supposed to do for me to live a better life with these orphans? We old people, I will give an example. You know, when you go to the toilet, you go and sit comfortably on the chamber. Nature is doing its work. You know, I'm alive. I'm getting rid of all the waste matter from my body. It's nature waiting for you. You feel comfortable when you stand up. You take the piece of paper, you clean yourself. You throw it in the chamber, you flush. There it goes. You forget about that. And the paper. This is what we are being done by the government. We have been flushed. No one is feeling for us. We now have chronic diseases. It's not to say it's God's will, some of these things. It is stress. We are being stressed by how we are being treated here in Zimbabwe. You can imagine, we have got chronic diseases. You go to the hospital, you seek for treatment. Treatment is not there. Koko Panda, go to Koko Mandlovu, go to the pharmacy and buy. I go and buy with what? I don't have money. You know, God is wonderful. God loves us, we old people. You young ones, we worked for you. All these buildings, the churches, the roads and the towns, whatever. It's from us, we your parents. But today you are forsaking us. I am old. I can't say I want to go to South Africa and look for green pastures. You blessing and kids today, you can't employ me even to look after your children. I am old. I need to be looked after. By my money which I worked for, life pension. It was called life pension, not death pension. NASA, you are given in NASA. Tomorrow is $8, tomorrow is $9. I have to pay for my visa. I have to pay for my water and the other water charges, my supplementary charges. They want money from me, the scrap, which they have flushed in the toilet. Where do I get the money if I don't pay? They come and disconnect everything. What does that mean? This awareness is just a talk, just to pass the hours or the day that well, we had it. We celebrated this thing on the 15th of June. It's over. But we won't die. God will not kill us. We are living with you people. Please feel big for us.
Mrs. Glove, Mrs. Glove, do stay on the line.
The government of Zimbabwe, can't you exclude us from this visa business, water justice, and all other things? And treat us as your children. We are now children because we can't work anymore. You know what happened to our pension. We look forward to you to help us because you can't bear us alive. No one, even if you are disabled, they say, how? You can't say, my mother is old, she is thinking, I must go and bury her alive. It won't happen. God didn't. So we are here.
What is making us?
You children, you learn how to look after your parents.
Grandmothers, grandfathers. Mandlovu, bamba konapo, siyabuya, siyasithatha abalalela ababili. Bamba konapo, bamba.
Okay.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke uDishoni Inkomo, ose South Africa. Baba Nkomo, ungawutshona njani?
Sithele baba yasinyathele.
Iye, kunjani kulapha eGoli baba?
Hayi, ngapha kuhleli kuright ba.
Iye, nantu dubo ke lwabakhulileyo kumbe ngithi abasebekhulile kwalezimbabwe ungathini ngakho?
Yazi nkulusizi ngoba bakhulumela ilizwi elingakasenti eyayo. Ukuthi vele kufana lokuthi becela uncedo esihlahleni. Esingeke sibaphendule. Ngibanikeza 5 years abadala ngiyabazwela. Abantu bavota yazi bevalwa amehlo. ngoba manje 5 years le vele kunzima ilizwali la mali lalapha imali abezadliwa khona ababezifakele khona ipentsheni okomabhenki khona kwazidla konke vele lokuthi bekuthone bekhala abalindi 5 years sibone ukuthi 5 years siyangapi endabantu bakithi ake singani siyavula amehlo ke sitshintshe ukwenza kuyahlutshekwa ayisibo bodwa abadala kodwa ebadaleni kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba abasasebenzi akulo kuthi abangalwenza kodwa umnyama okhona ukuthi baweleli ilanga abadala engibanikeza 5 years ele besafa akungeke kutshintshe lutho bazothola promises more than 10 million amanga ebusuku le mini betshethi bazayenzela lokhu lalokhu lalokhu into abangeke vele yafa yayenzakala kudala silapho sitshelwa amanga ukuthi abanye nganika sibona abantu bakithi bakithi mase siya ku-elections lotshwa ngito ezincane ezingasoze zisise ndawo ndabe ngicanta inxele lama rice bona ababavotela agcwele iziphala njengamanje abanikeza ukuthi inkomitsho kubuhlungu ebadaleni abangasasebenzi bayithi bakithi ukuthi i-5 years yezayo bekhiswa lilanga betshelwa amange lapha lalapha bazaya ngaphi
siyakuzwa kakhulu Nkomo Sibili hayi kwazwakala ukuthi Sibili ludaba olungani luyahlupha sibongele kakhulu uphenduke njalo baba Nkomo
yayi enhleleni khona ba
ye
rega itore imwe muterera ari parunhare Backland makadi
makadi
tiripo makadi muri kuona sei nyaya iri mudariro
inotyisa inotyisa nekuti zaisaidi we don't live twice
that's true
but it's like people are thinking we can live twice or thrice the problem really is many to do with the carelessness within our systems we don't care the people don't just care they don't care the government doesn't care you know that's where the problem is because you find out about these pensions and savings all the money was lost and some of us worked for more than 20 30 years working but all that money was lost in our banks and nothing and no one saying something about it everyone is quiet about it because you know people it's either you have money or you have good assets but it's not always that you have assets those who have assets are the ones who may benefit out of this system but those who were saving actual money I remember myself saving money with an insurance company in town, in Harare. That money just went out. It just went. And nothing, no compensation, nothing. And right now, we don't even have anywhere to follow on. Because if someone is working, they can now fall on their savings. But where are the savings? That's what the problem is. If our government is serious about us, and if we are going to accept anything from them, from the bottom of our hearts, they should ask for forgiveness. And they should pay back all the people. Because that money went, and where are we going to get the money from? It's like we are selling new life. That's what it means. But where are the jobs? Are we going back to work? Suppose you are already at exam age. Are you going back to work to start working? Is that normal?
That's a problem.
Why can you not? Why can we not learn from other governments where you know the elderly or the pensioners are looked after?
Backland, thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution tonight. Thank you so much. And of course, Gibbs, we also have some messages on WhatsApp. Let's just read them quickly before we go back to our guests. We first have Joseph, who says, where will the Mugabe government get the money from? Everyone is broke, each man for himself. Then we have Farai, who says, yeah, as for me, I say the government should take note of this because for me, I am jobless and I'm staying with my parents, all at the age of 68. So how can I care for them as we work on self-sufficient jobs? Ellen says they need to look after and they mustn't pay at the hospitals where they are when they are sick, or they must also be given a certain vouchers to buy groceries every month. Anyway, says older people need help from us young ones, but that is not happening because of issues like poor performance of the economy. One cannot even feed his or her family, making it harder to extend their hand to their elders back in the village. And then Sarah says they must give them something truly, even $20 a month, they can survive and enjoy life. Kudakwache says, for sure, elder persons must be taken care of since their mass-educated children are jobless. Mugwagwa says, it's true, the elderly in Zimbabwe are leading a miserable life. These elderly persons have a right to lead a decent life. It's government's responsibility to take care of them. Other African countries have schemes for their elderly. Funds are channeled towards them for food, clothing, and paying their water and electricity bills for those urban areas. Gibbs.
And Mr. Mandaza, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Now, in less than 2 minutes...
I've heard all the comments.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
I would like to advise the other speaker that we are not all that quiet. Mm-hmm. The act that is now in place was pushed by us. We had got to a level where we were not paying for medicines, but of course, because of the poor performance of the economy, we are now to pay for medicines. We are not saying that is correct. Mm-hmm. But what we are doing is that our organization, Zimbabwe Elder Persons Organization, has not yet been publicized. Even the act itself has not been publicized. Mm-hmm. But let me add, for instance, the work we had today was a joint venture with Zimbabwe Elder Persons Organization and National Aging Network of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. In the Aging Network of Zimbabwe, we have 9 organizations that have teamed up together, and we still hope we can get some more. Mm-hmm. People who are concerned about the aged. So what I would encourage all Zimbabwean older people is that let us work together within these organizations. So the board is now in place. We need the board to be used by the old people. We don't know everything. We who are in the board, we who are in the organization, need a lot of information from grassroots. Mm-hmm. We are working towards establishing branches at grassroots level so that the word goes out and comes in, so that what we talk with is not just for the leaders, but from the people. Remember, Zimbabwe got independence through a bloody war, and that bloody war cost a lot of lives, mm-hmm. lives of people who would have been looking after the aged today. Mm-hmm. And nothing has happened, and this is our concern, that 34 years down the line, the government that knows it came through blood has not remembered the aged people who are in rural areas who supported the war with all they had. Mm-hmm. So we are conscientizing the government on those lines. We are also trying to conscientize the government to make sure that it owns its obligations. It is a partner state to the United Nations. It is a partner state to AU. It is a partner state to SADC. Mm-hmm. And all these organizations have protocols on older people. So we would like our government to be seriously engaged, mm-hmm. and learn and also involve us in when we have dealing with these other organizations, so that
Mr. Mandaza, we just want to take a short break. We'll be back with you, so please stay on the line. And also Mrs. Banda and our other listener Vama Gogode Rambai Muri Parunari Trukudzoka Kwa Muri Manje Manje. And for those following the World Cup, a match played earlier on, Netherlands beat Australia.
The voice of